Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 CUE Symposium here in the beautiful Bahamas. Look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Bruce Smith from Park Street Partners. Bruce, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
And you?
I'm doing great. Better now that you're here.
Excellent. How's the conference going for you?
It's going
you were
great.
Busy earlier. Oh my gosh.
Very busy.
You're right next door to me.
So. Yes. We've been doing this for 11 years, and my partner, who I founded the company with, said, you know, we always look. The first conference we went to was a CUE conference 11 years ago. We didn't know anybody, and he described us. We're just looking, walking around looking for friends.
Right on.
And now, it's completely different.
You come to the right place.
Yes.
For sure, for sure. So, you want to talk about how the rise in interest rates has impacted split dollar certs today. So, let's start out with that. There's a couple of other items here, too.
So, we specialize, Park Street specializes in split dollar plans.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people in their careers, including us, have lived in a world of very low interest rates.
Oh, yeah, we've been spoiled.
We have. And the split dollar plans, which is called the low regime split dollar plan, everyone was able to do those with low interest rates. And then last year, the world changed. And you can't do a loan regime split dollar plan today. Anyone who says they can, they're misleading you because you can't do it. So we had to go back in time and say, what did we do 15 years ago? What did we do 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
So we had to bring back something that was very, very common 15 and 20 years ago called switch dollar plans.
Oh.
And I would argue we're the experts in how switch dollar plans work.
Okay.
Because you just can't do them in today's interest rate.
Can you give us a refresher on switch dollar plans?
So there are two types of split dollar tax regimes.
Mm-hmm.
There's loan regime, mm-hmm. where the credit union makes a loan to the executive.
Right, right.
And that's what everyone was able to do because interest rates were low. Making a loan, low interest rates work.
Right.
There's another tax regime called economic benefit tax regime,
mm-hmm.
where no loan is made, where the credit union continues to pay the premiums, but the executive, all they get is death benefit.
Okay.
So the tax consequences are completely different. And then in the future, when rates and the dividend, and we only use whole life for a very specific reason,
right.
when interest rates and the dividend are more closely aligned, mm-hmm. you switch it, you convert it to loan regime.
Oh.
So you start off with one and you switch it to the other.
Okay. Okay.
And these were very common in the early aughts.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, and you have to design new legal agreements to take in, because the structure is completely different pre-conversion and post-conversion.
So are you reintroducing these today?
Yes.
World is new again.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we have placed probably half a dozen switch dollar plans in the last 6 months, and it's ideal for today's interest rate environment.
Yeah, yeah.
And most of the people, they don't understand this, and they're still trying to go and lead with loan regime, which just doesn't work.
Because the interest rates are starting to inch back down, well, maybe centimeters instead of inches.
They would
need
to go
down,
down
a little bit. So how is that going to affect anything, or if anything?
So the key is, if interest rates decline enough,
right,
you can switch it early. So
okay.
you can convert it, switch it to loan regime
right.
at any time.
Right. Okay.
So if rates come down, you can switch it. But you have to be careful, because you can't force the conversion, because that could put the credit union in a bad position. So you have to think about, okay, rates came down, but is it right for both the executive and the credit union
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
to switch it, to convert it.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not be the case. You have to think about everything that can go wrong.
Yeah.
In all split dollar agreements, it's not thinking about what can go right.
Mm-hmm.
It's thinking about everything that can go wrong. Because if everything goes right, you don't even need a legal agreement.
Plan for the worst, hope for the best type
yes,
of thing.
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha, gotcha. So how significant is this today for today's credit union executives, especially maybe attracting them or keeping them?
So SERPs, Supplemental Executive Retirement Plans, are essentially par for the course if you want to attract a new executive
right.
or retain them.
Right.
The biggest reason that we put SERPs in place is golden handcuffs. You want that executive to not entertain the phone call from the recruiter.
Exactly.
And if you have a good plan in place, it works. It's not going to stop the CEO from the $2 billion credit union from taking the CEO job at an $8 billion credit union. It's just not going to do that. But it's going to keep your key executives in place. You know, lateral moves won't make sense. It really does work. And I would say more than 90% of the time, it is a golden handcuff product.
Okay. Gotcha, gotcha. So what else can we learn from that? Or let's looking forward, if we can, get that murky crystal ball that we all have these days. How does this all play into that?
So one of the biggest things that we've seen is that the interest rate environment has affected old plans as well. So one of the things we don't do is we don't sell Index Universal Life products, IULs. They're misunderstood. In fact, we have an entire webinar focused on how they work. And a lot of those plans, because of what's happened with interest rates, a lot of those plans, in fact, I would argue the overwhelming majority of plans sold before 2020 are underwater.
Really,
they're in very, very bad shape.
Oh my gosh.
And so a lot of times we're actually being brought in to analyze them.
Yeah.
We can actually run Monte Carlo simulations on them to incorporate volatility, which the standard insurance company can't do. So we're fixing a lot of those. We're consulting on a lot of those.
Okay.
But our expectation is that we'll be doing the switch dollar plans for a pretty extended period of time, because in whole life, the dividend goes up slowly, which is how the policy performance, the dividend that drives policy performance. Interest rates go up right away, dividends lag. So it's gonna take time for the dividends to catch up where interest rates are. And if interest rates go down in the next 5 years to an appropriate level, we probably could start doing loan regime. But we don't even talk about loan regime. We explain what it is, we educate, but then we say, but you can't do it today.
Right.
And we explain why, and we show them the alternative.
Okay. So how prevalent is this in the credit union industry?
I mean, dollar plans, there's probably 1,500 to 2,000 split dollar plans. I mean, we have alone, we have over 300 of split dollar plans.
Right, right.
It's highly prevalent. In fact, it really took off in 2005 because the split dollar regulations were approved by the IRS in late 2003. And then the NCUA in January of 2005, at our former attorney's letter that he wrote to them, they essentially said that they have no objection to using split dollar plans in the credit union space. And that's really when it took off, after January 2005, when the regulator said, these are good and you should use them.
Okay, good stuff. Alrighty, sir. Anything else to add to wrap up here? Any final thoughts
thought.
We're headed, or advice to credit unions in this area? Or
I would say whoever you talk to, be a little skeptical if they don't share that things have changed. Because you cannot live in a world of 0% or 1% interest rates for 15 years and then all of a sudden have 5% interest rates.
Like that.
Like that. Yeah. And not have a change. Because here's another key thing. If you're dealing with an insurance company of any kind, interest rates are the most important thing for any insurance company. Because all the money that comes into the insurance company goes into their general account where they invest it in fixed income securities. So interest rates always impact split dollar plans. And you have to be proactive. You know, one of the things that we did, which I'm most proud of, is during COVID, we went back to a lot of credit unions and had them refinance their split dollar plans at a lower rate to strengthen
them.
Makes
sense, yeah.
So that the benefit was there for the executive. And I would say the proudest thing that Chris and I have with all those 300 plans, every single one of them is still projecting at least the original benefit. And that's over 11 years. I don't think anyone can say that.
Right on.
And that's also being proactive when the opportunity presented.
Good deal. And last but not least, I mean, what do you guys want to achieve here at Q Symposium? Obviously, you guys started with Qs, and now here you are.
So for us, this is a get-together with a lot of clients. So we take all of our clients. We always take our clients when we do dinners. We're always including our clients and, you know, meet new prospects. hopefully get them on one of our webinars. That's the key thing for us. Yeah. Get them on the webinars. Yeah. An educated buyer is the best buyer.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very into that. So just meet new people and reconnect with all of our clients.
Good deal. Good deal. All righty, sir. Good stuff, Bruce.
Thank you.
Well done, and appreciate the information. This stuff is always an education, so we always appreciate it. So yeah,
great.
Good stuff. Okay. Bruce Smith, everybody, Park Street Partners. Go check them out. Good stuff.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.